from ABC News. I'm Richard Cantu. Sunday services at Jesus' Dwelling Place Church in the Pittsburgh suburb of North Braddock, Pennsylvania, were being live streamed when a man jumped in front of Pastor Glenn Germany and pulled a gun.
I seen him move from the back to the front of the church, and he set up in the front corner of the church, and he smiled at me, pointing right at me. And at that point, all I could do was try to run for cover.
He says the gunman pulled the trigger, but the gun jammed. Enough time for a parishioner to tackle the gunman and disarm him. He's in custody now. New polling by ABC News and Ipsos finds the presidential race essentially tied, but giving Trump double-digit leads on most of the issues voters say are important to them: economy, crime, the border. Approval numbers for either, dismal.
Joe Biden viewed favorably by only 40% of the country, 33% of the country only. That's a third of people overall have a favorable impression of Donald Trump.
ABC News political director Rick Klein. There's new audio of Donald Trump publicly attacking and mocking federal and state prosecutors in a room full of top Republicans and donors.
While hosting a multi-day retreat in Palm Beach Saturday, Trump, in the recording reportedly obtained by the Washington Post, can allegedly be heard using expletives berating special counsel Jack Smith, who's prosecuting him for his handling of classified documents and his role in the attack on the Capitol, even mocking Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis, calling her a, quote, real beauty.
ABC's Christiane Cordero. Authorities in Baja, Mexico found the bodies of what they believed to be an American and two Australians down a 50-foot-deep well disappeared during a surfing expedition.
The Baja California State Attorney General saying two men and a woman are in custody and considered persons of interest. Later saying that the surfers were victims of a robbery gone wrong. After they resisted handing over their car, they were shot and their bodies hidden.
ABC's Ike Ijachi. You're listening to ABC News. Boeing on Monday morning will try to launch its Starliner capsule with a crew for the first time.
This is the most important thing going on in the agency right now, in my opinion. We have two people preparing to fly a spacecraft that humans have never flown before.
NASA's Victor Glover talking about veterans Butch Wilmore and Suni Williams in quarantine ahead of blastoff.
It's harder than it looks, and the fact that we're ever successful is a testament to how hard we work at it.
Launch time set for 10:34 a.m. Eastern Time. Warren Buffett says he was fooled by a fake version of himself.
The billionaire investing guru telling tens of thousands of shareholders at his annual conference in Omaha that he recently saw an artificial intelligence video of himself and that the voice was perfect, giving fake advice. It was so convincing, says Buffett, he can see how people would fall for the scam.
ABC's Chuck Sievertson. A big screen take on a small screen classic is the nation's top movie.
With the star power of Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt, The Fall Guy was expected to debut at number one.
No offense.
I mean, some take it.
But its $28.5 million debut was nevertheless a bit lackluster and below expectations. The 25th anniversary release of Star Wars The Phantom Menace taking the number two spot, earning just over $8 million. Challengers comes in third, another $7.6 million in its second week. The low-budget horror flick Taro debuts at fourth, earning $6.5 million. Godzilla Kong rounds out the top five. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Richard Cantor.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.